morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, Salem. Glad to be along with you on this April 10th. TGIF, thanking God it's Friday indeed. And if it's your birthday today, happy birthday. Another special day in the neighborhood. In fact, today is Good Friday and a season of Passover as well. And it's interesting times, my friend, and certainly whoever knew that in a sense we'd have to do Easter weekend so differently, but we are going to do it differently. In fact, it's been so interesting to watch on my Facebook feed, my social media feed, all of the area churches and what they're doing to stay connected and reach out to folks this weekend. And it is an interesting time. When we think about our lives and what's important in our lives, our work, our family, going to school, our schedule, our spiritual component to our life is so very important too, to many of us. Or not having a spiritual component is also important to people too, but having that option. And I just want to do a shout out to all of you in the faith community that are doing what you can for your congregation and for folks that are looking for that connection, that spiritual connection this weekend. Of course, Good Friday is the day for those who are following the Christian faith where Jesus was crucified on the cross. And then 3 days later, he arose from the grave. And so that's where we get our Easter celebration and Resurrection Sunday celebration from. And so happy Resurrection Sunday and Easter to those of you that are celebrating. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. I am Stacy Ann, and I encourage you to follow us on Facebook at KSLM Radio. We have news you can use, including a wonderful community resource link on our website. Thanks to Northwest Natural, we have information right on that link, no matter what it is you're looking for. If you're looking for the statistics on the COVID-19, if you're looking for resources in housing, SNAP benefits, things that you need, even a health information, if you want to know, I'm having some symptoms, I don't know where I can go and get tested. Of course, they're stating that you need to get a hold of your doctor or your physician. If you can't or don't have one, you can call 211. And all that information is on the link right there at KSLM.news. We're here to encourage, educate, and engage and empower you. In fact, we're really excited about you letting us know what's going on in your community, what's going on in outreach. I've even had some folks email me ideas for potential guests on the show. Thank you for that. And if you have some information we can use, we'd love to partner in getting that out. Send it to me by email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. Well, some good news today is the fact that we're going to continue weather-wise to be in the 70s. This morning was cool coming to the studio, but I'm telling you, it's going to be a gorgeous day. Make sure to get out and go for a walk. Right now in the studio, it is 44 degrees. Looking at the COVID-19 statistics across Oregon right now, so far since January 24th, we have had 25,627 tests given. Out of those 25,000 plus tests, we've had 1,321 positive cases and 44 deaths here in Oregon. Lots of changes with school being out now, officially meeting like we would normally, taking our kids to school, meeting in a public school situation is not going to happen for this year. Everything is transitioning to online learning. We're getting more information on what that looks like. It's supposed to kick off officially next week. There's still opportunities to get Chromebooks and things like that if you're in the Salem-Keizer area. And we'll continue to give you updates as we know on how that is working out here in our community. As you know, part of the Good Morning Salem show, my goal and my hope is to connect with local business owners, local residents, and what's going on in their lives and bring information that we can use to the table so that we can be empowered and engaged in our own community. And I'm so thrilled to introduce to you our special guest today. Her name is Beth Nundy, and she is right here from Salem. And let me give you a little background about Beth. Beth, along with her husband Adam, co-founded Capital Pond in 2011. Born and raised in the stunning, I love that, mid-Willamette Valley, she has taken the idea of reducing, reusing, recycling, and renewing seriously. As a native Oregonian, Capital Pond became a natural fit for that passion. She graduated from Oregon State University with a BA in English and a master's in teaching, and was a writing and literature instructor for over 16 years before opening Capital Pond. Beth's vision to mainstream the idea of pond resulted in Capital Pond opening a boutique-style section within their store called Capital Culture. With over 8 years in the pawn industry, Beth has continuously been learning and growing as a pawnbroker and a businesswoman. Currently, she sits on the board of Oregon Pawnbrokers Association and is a membership chair on the National Pawnbrokers Association board. In 2019, Beth was named the National Pawnbroker of the Year, which is only the third time this distinction has been awarded to a woman since its inception. Woo, that's awesome. Adam and Beth are constantly looking for the next thing to take their business to new heights, which resulted in 3 new shops in 2020 in Albany, McMinnville, and Beaverton. Beth and Adam have 3 grown children and consider Capital Pond as an extension of their family. Beth, we are so thrilled to have you. I'm so thrilled to have you here on the show this morning. And I have to say, you know, over the several last past years, I have really gotten into this recycle, reuse, repurpose of stuff. And there really is an opportunity to take something that someone sees no value in, put a little sparkle or dazzle into it, sometimes just some elbow grease, and then repurpose it, resell it. And I had a little gig when I was in South Dakota, living in South Dakota, where I would find things at garage sales and do these, whether it be clothes or name brand clothes or purses or furniture. And then I would go and take it to a secondhand store and resell it. And that extra money would be my fun money or my blessing money as I come, you know, I'd help with single moms, take them out to lunch, things like that. And so there really is a purpose in this. Tell me a little bit more about, first of all, welcome, and tell me a little bit more about how did you catch this vision to get started in this?
Well, thank you for having me. I really am excited to be here today and talking to Salem. I grew up here, so I'm pretty passionate about Salem. I believe Salem is a really awesome place to be. So we started this business because in 2009, my husband, who had been doing mortgages, said, "Hey, I think I need to do something different." And luckily I trusted him and said, "Okay." Mm-hmm. And we started looking at tons of different ideas all across the board. You name it, we probably thought about it. And I kept saying, "I'm not really excited about that." But he said one day, "What about a pawn shop?" And I said, "Tell me more about that." That was the first thing that I said, "Tell me more about that." Mm-hmm. And when he started talking about it, I recognized that there were a lot of things about pawn shops that I would really like. I had never been in a pawn shop, by the way, until we started talking about it. Mm-hmm. But I realized that what they do every day is they help people, and they actually reuse things every day. Mm-hmm. So they are taking in things, they're making them look new, and they're reselling them. That's a very Oregonian, right? To be
right.
Reusing and reducing things on a regular basis. So those two things really drew me in. And then the third thing was, you can always find a great bargain in a pawn shop.
And my understanding too, not only a great bargain, but you have that play. You can say, you can kind of make some offers and things. And I think pawn, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think because of reality TV and that infamous pawn shop in Las Vegas, right? Pawn Stars. I think people have gotten a better awareness of the value of this industry in our economy. And certainly even in South Dakota, the Black Hills of South Dakota, where I lived for many, many years, there's a pawnzeum. They have a pawn shop that's like a museum, and it's an attraction. It's kind of like the Pawn Stars, you know. Mm-hmm. And so since 2011, have you seen more of an awareness and a more interest in coming in and as a destination at Capital Pawn?
Yes, that is for sure. We have seen you have to remember that we actually started after Pawn Stars was a big deal, because I was comfortable teaching at the college level. I loved doing it. I didn't really want to do anything else. I was content with what I was doing. But watching Pawn Stars, I thought, oh, this might be kind of interesting. And then as we started getting going and visiting hundreds of pawn shops everywhere we went, we realized we really had a vision that was a little bit different than what we were seeing. And so we really developed our own pawn shop
model.
Right. It's, so it's a little bit different than what you would expect to see at Pawn Stars. We don't have crazy things come in the door all the time.
Alien figures and things like that. Right. There's some real bizarre things there, yes.
Yeah, we help people every day. That's our driving force, is helping people every day.
Well, and one of the things, coming to Oregon, and one of the adventures that Terry and I like to do is we go on a treasure hunt. But our treasure isn't necessarily in things. It's who are we going to connect with? Who are we going to connect with when we go on this adventure? And that's why it's been so hard in this COVID-19, in the shutdown phase, because it's like, where can you connect? I mean, if you do go on a drive or go sightseeing, you maybe get to the gas station and everybody is so distant. You know, you really don't connect with anybody. But before all of that had happened, or as starting to, we wanted to go out and go on an adventure, and we were looking for coins. We were looking for silver coins and wanting to add to our collection, and we found Capital Pawn. And listeners, I have to share with you, you know, most of the times when we go on, out and are experiencing new areas, you know, you hear through friends and family about different places. I had not known anything about Capital Pawn. We drove by on commercial. There it was. We stopped. Okay. And when I walked in, I felt like I was in heaven, and repurpose and reuse heaven, because when you walk in, there's this boutique side and all of these beautiful handbags and jewelry and things that it really, it wasn't just putting some stuff in a case. It was, there was thoughts and purposes to it, and they were, the prices were so reasonable, and it was just an exciting adventure for me. And then of course there's the tool section and there's the guy section, but you had put, you had some signs because you had some events, and I think because of COVID-19 you've had to postpone them, but there was clearly some information on your wall about reaching out to the guy and the gal in the life, that you're, that there's opportunity to find an adventure in a pawn shop for guys and gals equally. And tell me a little bit about your events that you've been doing.
We love to connect with people, and one of the events that we do at least once a year is called our VIP Sip and Shop, and it is really fun because we get to drink wine and show bags and show jewelry, and we bring in new bags and we bring in different bags than what you see on the wall. So one of the things that we have developed is into is becoming the number one bag reseller in Oregon that we know of.
Oh,
we
that's
might
awesome.
Be Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
But I'll tell you a little bit about that.
Yeah, when we get back from this great break, Beth, let's talk more about these repurposed bags at Capital Pawn. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio, news that you can use together on this Friday. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning, wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning, Salem and the area. If you're in Monmouth, Independence, Silverton, Staten. Yeah, we include you as well. I'm Stacey Ann, glad to be hanging out with you on this Friday morning. And I stumbled across this on one of my social media feeds, and I wanted to read it because it's so very true. It resonates with me. Maybe it will with you. When the coronavirus finally exhausts itself and the danger is over, let's do something good for our country. Let's spend our vacation in the USA, eat at local restaurants, buy American products, buy local meats, veggies, and support local businesses. These businesses are going to find it very difficult to get back on their feet and survive. survive without our help. They're suffering badly. Our products are some of the best in the world, and this country is one of the most beautiful countries. Let's make this our finest time. And I thought, man, how fitting that is as we continue to highlight businesses, local businesses here, like Capital Pond. I've got Beth here in the studio with us today, and we're talking about things that you're doing and how you got started in the pond business. Of course, you have your degree and you've been teaching and you've been working in the community. Your husband had been into the mortgage business and you have this great idea. Never had been in a pawn shop before. You have this great idea, but you had a love for reusing and repurposing, that whole Oregon theme, right? And here you are. You are pawn shop owners, and you're making it an experience. And right before the break, you were talking about the sip and shop event, where you were talking about having the bags, the handbags and things. Go on with that thought.
So we typically do that once a year, mm-hmm. and this year we are postponing it because we are recognizing that not everybody is an essential business. We are blessed to be an essential business, so we are able to be open, but we want people to be able to come together and gather without the worry of COVID. Mm-hmm. And so we are going to postpone that. But traditionally what we do is invite people in and have wine, and it's after hours. It is a VIP event, so you do have to be on one of our lists. Mm-hmm. And we do all kinds of demonstrations with our bags. So we show bags and we show jewelry. And it's just a really fun time to get together. We usually have snacks because mm-hmm. you can't do something like that without snacks.
Got to have food, right?
Right, yeah. But we are truly blessed to be open during this time. What you talked about just a few minutes ago, that really resonated with me because we've been working really hard in our own building to stay open for the public mm-hmm. because we do provide loans for people. Mm-hmm. It's an easy way to get cash. So one of the things that we do every day is offer cash for what you have. Mm-hmm. And that's how we get our product, too,
right,
when we buy it from the public as well. So
if I have something, help me, educate me on this. This is an opportunity for me to learn something. So if I have something of value, maybe I have a ring that I haven't worn. It's too big or too small, but I know it's gold and it's of value. And maybe I have a cell phone bill or something to pay, you know, that I need some resources. How does that work to bring that in? My understanding is I can bring it and sell it outright, or I can bring it and get a loan against it, the value of that. Is that generally how that works?
Yes, it is really that simple. So you don't have to have, we don't look at your credit. We don't look at who you are, actually, even. We do ask that you bring a valid Oregon ID or a valid government issue ID, because that's the one thing that you do have to have, mm-hmm. and the item of value. Mm-hmm. So the item, if it's a ring, by the way, if you need to get it resized, we can definitely do that for you.
Good
but
to know.
If you just want to get cash for it, you can sell it outright to us, or you can get a loan on that. When you get a loan on it, it's a 60-day loan. And we give you the value of the item that we've assessed, mm-hmm. and then you come back and repay that and you get your item back.
Oh.
Interestingly enough, sometimes people actually will secure their items with us.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, if they live in an apartment and they're going on vacation, which isn't happening much
right now.
Right
yes.
now. But if you were to go on vacation, we are a secure facility and people will store things with us as well. So
good to know. So if there's a place that you want your stuff of value, your items of value too, that's an option as well. And so what kinds of, if someone was like yourself, never been in a pawn shop before, what kind of items could I expect to find there?
Almost anything that you can think of that you have in your house. Mm-hmm. We do everything from jewelry and including scrap jewelry, things that are broken or they've kind of lost their shimmer or you just don't care for them anymore, mm-hmm. to luxury handbags, and we do all kinds of electronics. We do tools. We take televisions, firearms, ammo. We also take knives and any kind of little speakers, just about anything you can think of, and musical equipment.
One of the things that I know, as I was building my studio at home several years ago, I would go into pawn stores and secondhand type places and find equipment at really good rates. Like if you're looking at a fancy computer retail, full mm-hmm. retail, or even online at a better deal, A lot of times there are computers that have been turned in. College students are done with them. They're upgrading or whatever, for whatever reason. And you can get good electronics that are working real well at a reduced price. And so it's good to hear that you have electronics. You have cameras as well?
Cameras as well. Mm-hmm. And a lot of students need those I think they're T83 calculators.
Oh, yeah.
We sell a lot of those because that's something that you use for a term or two, and then you don't need it any longer. So those we cycle through a lot. And the laptops, like you said, those are great things to have when you're a college student so that you can just
take them with you.
Take them with you. And you can get money for them when you're done with them, too.
And if you have, for the first time, if any of our listeners and friends are home and maybe you're working from home and maybe you have a work computer and you're wanting a second computer, you know, because you're also on the computer, but you're also doing Zoom meetings or some kind of connecting, you know, I would encourage you to go and check it out because it is nice to have. Most people aren't anymore. Even here in the studio, we have two computers that we're working for, actually three with my laptop here. And so if you're looking for a reasonable resource, do you carry iPads, did you say, as well? What about
tablets?
Tablets. How about Apple Watches? Do people sometimes have those as well?
Samsung and Apple Watches, tablets. We're really well known for having a lot of those things on hand. Mm-hmm. But because of the COVID situation, we actually have been selling quite low. So we are quite low on those, but in and take a look.
Okay.
Because you never know what you're going to find. The thing about a pawn shop is you got to grab it when it's there.
Yeah, there's no going back usually. You go back, you think you're thinking about it. Yeah, don't think about it. If you know you need it, grab it right then and there. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. Hanging out with Beth today from Capital Pond. We're having a great discussion. We're going to continue it after this break. Thank you for tuning in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you on this Friday, this Good Friday. And as we're taking a stroll through the headlines with news that you can use today, there is information that another 100,000 plus claims the week ending April 4th for unemployment here in Oregon. And according to the Oregon Employment Department, the number of job losses during the recession in 2010 was only 147,000. And so nationally, 6.6 new claims the week ending April 4th, and for a total of 16,920,000 in a three-week period. And we're not done yet, according to Western Oregon University economics professor Sean Yoder. And so the $2 trillion CARES Act information, the resources are coming to the states to help with unemployment, but there's a lot of folks that are uncertain as they've been able to maybe get through on the telephone lines, maybe get through online and get registered, but waiting to hear some kind of recognition or response. In my affirmation to you today is if you're in a situation where you've been furloughed, maybe you're going to have your job back when things pick up again, but you're uncertain and you don't know what to do, do something. I have friends even back in Arkansas. They're actually standing in front of the unemployment place this morning early to make sure that they get registered and get their information in. And so doing something is important, and staying vigilant for your behalf is really, really important. Another news you can use, and I'm excited about this. I had an opportunity to meet this couple probably a couple months ago at the Salem Harley-Davidson shop. They were having an event there, and there was this beautiful little bus. It looks like a school bus, but it's been repurposed for baked and loaded potatoes. Maybe if you've picked up the Statesman Journal this morning, you saw this article. Food Cart's Generosity to Children Rallies Community for Support. Ken Carey and his wife, Amy, have this wonderful spud bus, and they were Ken was heading home in his bus after a day of operating his food cart at its regular location in Staten, and a stranger saw him and flagged him down. And Carrie stated he thought maybe something was wrong with the bus, so he stopped, and he was asked by this man, this stranger who stopped him, "Are you still feeding kids?" And when Carrie told him, "Yes, I am," the man handed him a $100 bill and said, "Here, this is to keep feeding kids," and he drove away. And so every Wednesday and Friday at 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., Carrie has been giving out free cheesy baked potatoes to children in front of the Staten Elementary School. The program started out of pocket, but as the community has become more aware, people are stepping forward, and over $2,000 have been donated through PayPal to continue. So a shout out to Ken and Amy Carey for your Spud Bus. I'd love to have them on the air talking about this wonderful outreach, and it was neat just how small Salem is. I just threw out there to our guest this morning, Beth with Capital Pond, "Hey, do you know Ken?" And she's like, "Yes, I do. And I know Amy, too. And they're wonderful people."
So they're amazing. Yeah. And they both have giant hearts.
Yes. And that's really the truth right now. Business owners and those that are able to continue to serve the public, I've found that they're looking for ways to connect to the community. Tell me a little bit about Capital Pond and things that you're doing there in this time, starting with your employees, because your employees are like your family, right? And then in with your customers, what kinds of things are you doing there during this time?
So our employees are definitely like our family. I get a little a bit emotional mm-hmm. because they are really special to us. They have bonded together, and they've come together not over just this COVID time, but over the course of the last several years. And so we've really seen a growth and development, and without them, we would never be where we are today. And mm-hmm. so I'm so grateful to my team. They are amazing. And they do really include our public that we see that come into the shop every day. And so they're very good about being inclusive and including people mm-hmm. over the course of the day. We do, people who come in, we treat them like family. They are part of who Capital Pond is. We are very family friendly, and we are very friendly in general. We want you to have a great experience when you're there. We want you to really be able to touch things and be excited about things and test things out. Now, during this time of mm-hmm. COVID, that had to change mm-hmm. because we're following all the state mandated rules, and we're staying 6 feet apart, and we really are essential both for loans and firearms, but we are able to still sell things. For example, we talked about laptops, things that children need for their online schooling that they now have to somehow figure out. Mm-hmm. And so you may have several laptops that you need in your family versus one that you needed 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So we are selling those types of things, and we have several people who are getting engaged, and we're selling specifically to that couple following all the mandated rules, mm-hmm. Using all of the sanitizer and everything that we have to do in order to be clean and be safe. We
right.
want everybody to remain healthy. So one of the things that has very much changed is the number of people we can have in the building, for example. We're used to having lots of people in
right.
the building.
What is that number in the building? What do they say?
Well, the gathering number is 25, okay. but we are keeping it to 12 in our building
okay.
because we just feel that that's more appropriate mm-hmm. for our building. So mm-hmm. it's a one-on-one interaction that we have, and then we have a few people that are waiting. And our clients have been amazing about waiting outside. Luckily, it's going to be, what, 70s?
Good weather, yes, 70 in the today. 70s, yes.
So get they've been great
D,
about
vitamin D today when
yes.
you're waiting for the Capital Pond experience, and it really is. So you're saying that you're still offering these services, but you're doing it and then some. You're doing the cleaning in between, and I notice, man, if you're thinking about getting engaged, one of the things I noticed is the beautiful jewelry, both men and women's jewelry, and a variety. And most of those are things that people have pawned off to you or sold to you or gotten a loan and decided not to claim it. Is that how that normally works? Do you go and also go to places to buy things for your store? How does that work?
We do a lot of different things. We have a lot of different venues that mm-hmm. we work with, mm-hmm. but mainly people do come in and sell us items, and they may have something that they inherited that they didn't like, mm-hmm. and so they just sell it to us outright. Generally, what you see in our building is something that we've purchased mm-hmm. from the public.
Gotcha.
People don't generally lose loans.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, our percentage of people deciding not to come back for a jewelry item is less than 5% of the time.
That's fantastic.
So, or a firearm, they just don't let those go. Or a handbag, they just don't let those go. Now, the other things, they let go a little bit more often, but still only 15% of the time do they not come back. So people really use us as a resource for cash.
Yeah.
But I was going to say that our jewelry is not out right now. It's by appointment only, and you just need to email us and send us what you're looking for, and then we curate a collection for you so that there's not a lot of touching. It's really by sight, and then everything is pulled specifically for that couple that's looking.
Wow.
And which is very different.
And that is something that's changed, because I think the time I had visited you, just the new guidelines were coming out as far as social distancing and that kind of thing. Well, that's a great idea. So if you are looking to get engaged, or maybe you want a Mother's Day ring or something of significance for your special someone, your guy or gal, you would email Capital Pawn. What is that email?
It's CapPawnSouth@gmail.com. So it's CapPawnSouth@gmail.com.
And they'll be able to then have a really cool appointment where they'll work with you on and help you find that special piece for your special person in your life. I love that idea. Now, this has brought up an interesting thought, and help me understand it and how we can help our listeners and our friends listening today. You sometimes on TV shows, right? You have the cops and robber typical TV shows, and someone's been robbed, and they're, you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
And they've lost their valuable items, and lo and behold, it's at the local pawn shop, right? And so, but I know that there's protocol. There's ways when you're receiving items in to prevent. And I'm sure most of the time you stop those things, but
yeah.
In this weird season that we're in, we're hearing about theft and we're hearing about car break-ins, and even though people are basically home, these things are happening. What protocols do you have to make sure that that item is definitely belongs to the person bringing it into you, or how does that even look? What does that look like?
Well, one of the best pieces of advice I can give anybody listening today is to make sure that you have pictures of things that you love, and that you've taken the serial numbers of every item in your house that has a serial number. So make sure that you have a catalog of that information and you keep that somewhere safe.
Mm-hmm.
Because we work with the police every day. So any time that we buy something over the counter or we loan on something over the counter, that goes to the police.
Mm-hmm.
So pictures, serial numbers, description. So we keep that for 14 days if we've purchased it,
mm-hmm.
enough time for the police to go through all of our records. They take a look and they say, yes, that's cleared, or no, that's not, which happens less than a fraction of 1% of the time. So
good.
It's a tiny, tiny, tiny portion
mm-hmm.
that's stolen. And we're pretty good at gauging what looks acceptable and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's what our pawnbrokers do every day. And mm-hmm. they're versed in what they're looking at, and they're versed in who they're working with generally.
Right.
Because if you're coming in to get a loan or you're coming in to sell something, you do have to have a valid government issued ID.
Mm-hmm.
We do take your fingerprints.
Mm-hmm.
We do take a copy of your ID.
Mm-hmm.
We have you on video.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have you saying that that item is yours.
Good.
So all of that protocol is in place. And then one of the things, if for whatever reason, I think last year we had 3 stolen items out of 10,000.
So. Wow. So if you're a little leery about buying something in a pawn shop, thinking maybe it's been pawned off in a theft of some kind, you don't have to worry about that.
Super rare.
Super rare. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. Stacy Ann hanging out with Beth from Capital Pawn today. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back here shortly.
Good morning. It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
Good.
Good morning, Salem. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. As we're out and about shopping for essential items, it's still hard to find that hand sanitizer, but we have a solution for you. ProBioScience CBD hand sanitizer, manufactured right here in Salem. It's natural and super strength to combat COVID-19. Easy to carry. You can order yours today by going to pro-bioscience.com or call today at 503-877-9877. And my understanding is if you use the code word SPRING, you'll get a discount as well. In the studio today with me is my new friend, Beth. She is with Capital Pond, and we're enjoying a great conversation. I'm learning so much about a pond store and how it works, and certainly this pond store. I've been through a few of them in Arkansas and South Dakota, different places I've lived, because I'm a big person about repurposing and reusing, and quite frankly, just having a great deal. If I don't have to pay full retail for something, I'm happy camper. Kind of, I think I like the hunt of it all, you know. And I also like repurposing and fixing things up and reselling them too. Is kind of a fun little side gig that I like to do. And Beth, we're so glad to have you here today. I am excited to have your insight. And you started the store on Commercial here in Salem, and you've expanded. Tell me a little bit about where else you have a store, and where and what's going on in those communities.
First of all, Stacey, and I think you would love working in a pawn shop. You would have so much fun.
I think I would.
We started with lightning speed. We didn't realize that this was going to happen quite so quickly. We always wanted to own more pawn shops, mm-hmm. but really our, what we call our flagship shop here in Salem is really my passion. But we realized that we had several people that were asking about us up and down the Willamette Valley, mm-hmm. and had an opportunity to buy one in Albany, and we changed the name. So we bought Cash House out and changed the name and changed the location, and we're on Pacific Highway, mm-hmm. there in Albany.
Okay.
We bought out Edge Exchange in McMinnville, which is on Adams Street. It's at 1107 Adams Street. Mm-hmm. And both of those, we kept the same crew. So great people. The old pawn shop, customers know these guys.
They're familiar with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and both sets are awesome, amazing crews. And then we started Beaverton as well. We had a couple that wanted to step out in faith and realize a new pawn shop in Beaverton. It's mm-hmm. brand new, started from scratch, and it is a very beautiful building on Canyon, Southwest Canyon Road.
Okay.
Between Video Only and Tammy's...
Whatever.
Hobbies. Tammy's Hobbies, that's what it is. So,
I love it.
And they started March 16th. So if you can imagine.
Talk about putting your foot in the water at a time when you're not sure what the temperature is going to be,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Oh my goodness. As a matter of fact, we had to go buy Everclear and put it in a spray bottle for them to use for hand sanitizer.
Yes.
So you just mentioned that CBD hand sanitizer.
Yes.
I might be buying some of that.
Yes, yes. And it's easy to get, you know, because it's right here in Salem. And it's been so interesting walking through, you know, us moving here in January, middle of January, and having about 4 weeks of being able to explore and meet people and stuff. And Terry and I are extroverts. We love people, and we love to connect. And of course, being from the South, we talked about this a little bit earlier before the program started. In the South, everybody's like hugging and touching and high five and shaking hands and stuff. And here in the Northwest, it's a little easier to give our distance and keep our distance. But it's been hard. It's been hard. And when I think about it feels like I'm grounded, you know, other than being able to come to And I was one of these kids that never liked to be in trouble because I don't like to be grounded, you know. And so for introverts, they're loving this time, right? Because they're like, finally, they get me. I can be home. No one's bugging me. We're not even getting the robocalls, really, you know. and so that anxiety that an introvert might feel by having to go out into public, extroverts are feeling by having to stay home. And so I just want to encourage people for essentially
essential items, of course, they may want to go to Capital Pond and see what they need for their kids' school, their grandkids' school. It's just a neat experience. And you said you can have about 12 people at a time, right? Mm-hmm. And then they have a few locations that they can go to. So they could almost make it a day adventure, visit the different, you know, I'm creating some some purpose here, I think. In all seriousness, though, we do want to stay as healthy and as safe and get through this. And on the other side of this, as you
Absolutely.
Look for your staff and your customers, when this settles down, the dust, and I call it a storm, when the storm settles and we get back to life, it might not be life as we knew it, but as we get back and re-enter into life, what do you see? What kinds of things are you planning for the future events and different locations that you have? Do you have some things in the fall planned? I mean, that's pretty safe to plan things for the fall, I would think.
We hope it's going to
we
be.
Hope so,
that's
right?
my hope.
Yes.
Yeah, we have hope that it will be. We'll be getting back to our regular hours, which we're really excited about.
Mm-hmm.
We do have shortened hours right now, so we're 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, which is not normal for us.
Mm-hmm.
We like to be open for the public so that they can access us easily. And so we'll be getting back to our 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and on Sunday, noon to 5. And our Albany, McMinnville, and Beaverton stores will be getting back to normal hours as well. And then in the fall, we'll be celebrating our 9th anniversary.
Wow.
So we're excited about that. And we would like to do some different things. Last year, we had a really big bash, and we haven't stopped doing things since.
Mm-hmm.
So we did I think we had live music. We had food trucks.
Good.
It was really super fun. We're not going to go quite as big this year because it's, you know, it's just year 9.
Yes. Wait until year 10.
We're going
right?
to go big year
Woo-hoo,
10. So.
Yeah, that's something to celebrate. And in these uncertain times, you know, getting behind our local businesses, encouraging one another. I know you say you're connecting with the chamber. And what are you hearing from your peers, your other business owners? Is there a support system there as you communicate? I know you're a part of the National Pawnbrokers Association. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
That's a great thing. I know we're still breaking ground as women in a lot of areas, but to be selected as a business owner and be recognized, congratulations. That's a great honor to have.
It was truly an honor. You're right. It was a great experience, and I'm still kind of living that out because that was just in July. So
yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen this year with COVID, so we don't even know if we're going to have that same event.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens with that. But we do connect with a lot of pawn shop owners across the nation, and they're all feeling this in a different way. A lot of them have had to close because of the strict regulations that they're putting on because of COVID. So
mm-hmm.
the states themselves
mm-hmm.
are regulating that, or sometimes the counties mm-hmm. are regulating that.
Mm-hmm.
So we are truly blessed to still be open. But the biggest thing that I would say that we are just trying to do is every day we are actually eating food in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're using local restaurants regularly. And everybody's doing something different in our building. So we're B Squared is on my list to do today, Tap
Good.
House. So
Good.
I think yesterday we ate, where did we eat? Oh, Five Guys.
Good.
So
Good.
Not quite, I mean, it's a big company, but it was, you know, we love it. And it's a great way to just connect.
Continue to support.
Yeah.
Again, remind us how people can connect with you. What is your website?
www.cappawn.com.
Awesome. And are you on Facebook too?
We are. You can at Capital Pawn or Cap Pawn.
All right. One. Wonderful time with Beth today with Capital Pawn. Continue to support local businesses, getting the word out, building hope and encouragement for all of us. We are weathering this storm, and no matter what's in front of us, we can overcome, right? Over, around, under, or through, we're overcomers. Have a wonderful weekend, my friends. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. Be blessed. And Lord willing, we'll see you Monday. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio.